USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House approved a $768 billion National Defense Authorization Act for the 2022 fiscal year in a bipartisan 316-113 vote on Thursday. Now that Pentagon spending levels have been set, some of the guides in the annual law this time around would require women to register for military draft. It also gives U.S. service members a 2.7% pay raise. The bill now heads to the Senate and is expected to work out any differences with the House in the coming months. Should also be noted, the House approved a $1 billion Iron Dome defense missile system for Israel. The vote in favor was 420-9. The FBI has issued a federal arrest warrant Thursday afternoon for Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, for his use of unauthorized devices following her death. The indictment says he used a debit card and PIN number for accounts that did not belong to him between 30 August and September 1st. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. It can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Americans are becoming restless in the friendly skies. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
There's growing concern in Congress about increasing numbers of unruly passengers on airline flights. Washington State Congressman Rick Larson opened a Democratic-led House hearing by calling out the disruptive behavior of unruly passengers.
It is disgusting. It is unacceptable. And it is a danger to fellow passengers, to crew, and the entire U.S. aviation system.
The Democrat adding many disruptions have involved the federal mandate on masks aboard planes.
There was a recent case of a novel flu variant in the state of Ohio. It was announced on Thursday. Ohio Department of Health says a patient was found to be infected with a novel variant of influenza A. That's more commonly known as swine flu. This is the third report of the particular variant in the United States this year. The department recommends that you get the flu shot by the end of October. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
When mainstream media blocked the Hunter Biden laptop story, democracy died a little. And now that we have learned that the New York Post story just before the 2020 election is the real deal, Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler tells Newsmax he believes the story would have changed American minds on a Biden presidency.
The hypocrisy here is just so rich. The fact that you had a New York Post article, the New York Post being the oldest newspaper in the United States, the fact that big tech and the mainstream media censored this Hunter Biden laptop story, the fact that elected officials like myself were shadow banned for posting this story, and then here it turns out the whole time we were the ones that were correct. It was the New York Post, it was the conservative media that was out front on this, actually getting to the bottom of this story and reporting accurate news. You know, polling shows that after the election, there was a large swath of the Democrat voter who did not know about the Hunter Biden story. And what is even worse is polling shows that a number of those Democrats would have changed their vote to President Trump, which would have reversed the election or it would have changed course in the election in places like Arizona, Pennsylvania, and other swing states. And now we have a situation where Joe Biden is now president. And to my knowledge, Hunter Biden still has the management of $1 billion hedge fund from China.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.